Hello and welcome to Criminal Justice Knowledge. My name is Natalie Miller and I'm very pleased to welcome my guest today, Dr. Akhil Sayed, one of the faculty members here at Humber in the Criminal Justice Degree Program. Thank you very much for joining me today.
You're most welcome. Thank you for having me here.
So today we're going to be talking about differential association theory, which we learn about in a lot of our classes and still some of us have a hard time grasping. So what is differential association theory?
Differential association theory was formed by a criminologist. His name Sutherland, or Edwin Sutherland. He presented the theory in 1947. Basically, what he was focusing on in differential association theory, that criminal behavior is learned, which was the key point that he mentioned in this approach of understanding criminal behavior. So criminal behavior is learned through interaction with people who are considered to be intimate to us. Mm-hmm. And this interaction comes through the communication that could be happening through gestures or even through approval or through verbal words. Mm-hmm. So that's the idea of the differential association theory. And the criminal behavior is learned with those, as I mentioned, who are considered to be intimate to us. So in other words, we don't learn criminal behavior the same way in comparison to those who are considered to be intimate to us. And we learn from them the techniques of criminality, and at the same time, the motives, justification, rationalization, all are associated with the same learning process. By targeting this point, Sutherland is telling us that criminal behavior is not learned from distant group, mm-hmm. or from a TV show, mm-hmm. or a TV program, or even the media in general. But to take that into consideration, we should also mention that the theory was formed, as I mentioned, in 1947. The media was not have, you know, very strong impact on individuals and on our personalities. Nowadays, actually, the media has very big influence on our personalities and our shaping our behavior and attitude and even our rational behavior. So the other thing that is considered to be very important about this specific theory, that criminal behavior, not everyone, so this maybe you can just...
Yeah, of course.
Definitely. So not everyone is learning criminal behavior or witnessing criminal behavior would be considered a criminal. Mm-hmm. There is a very important principle that Sutherland mentioned in his theory, that a criminal behavior or even delinquent behavior, an individual become delinquent or a criminal when he or she has access to what we call it favorable of breaking the law. So more definition of favorability of breaking the law versus the unfavorability of breaking the law. Mm-hmm. So if an individual has more access to that will make him or her develop what we call it an attitude of criminality. Mm-hmm. And this could vary based on frequency, which is how many times this is happening, mm-hmm. Duration, for how long, priority, which means actually at what age you started to learn this behavior, and intensity, usually intensity also referring to from whom we learn the criminal behavior. Mm-hmm. So if we learn it actually from our parents, would be more influential. If we learn it from our peers in our childhood, adolescence, would be more influential in comparison to adulthood. Mm-hmm. And there's no difference between learning criminal behavior and non-criminal behavior conventional behavior. Both follow the same structure as mm-hmm. based on this specific theorist. By mentioning this, Sutherland is telling us that other theories that focus on understanding criminal behavior from biological point of view or even from other perspective, it doesn't really explain criminal behavior the same way that criminality is explained by differential association.
Now, can this occur at any stage in life? Is it only, would Sutherland say it's only adolescents or individuals that are being socialized that this change could occur, or could this occur later on in life if an individual engages in peer groups that engage in criminal behavior?
It could happen at any time of our developmental stage, but definitely it would be more influential in the childhood in comparison to adolescence, mm-hmm. and in comparison to adulthood. But everyone could learn criminal behavior. The most influential behavior that is always coming from what we call the primary groups.
Mm-hmm.
Primary groups such as those family members, peers, who we have intimate relationship with them. So we interact with them on a daily basis, and that's how we are influenced to be involved in a criminal behavior, mm-hmm. or a conventional behavior. So it's in general, this theory, although it's focused on juvenile delinquency, mm-hmm. and focus on criminality, but at the same time it could be used to explain also every type of behavior, conventional or criminal.
So a way that we could reduce crime in a sense is looking at having positive non-criminal peers or family groups for adolescents so that they don't have a more favorable attitudes towards criminal behavior.
Always, you know, modifying the behavior is not an easy task, but at the same time investing in this, meaning that we are encouraging adolescents and even kids to be involved in a behavior that develops what we call more definitions, mm-hmm. of unfavorable of breaking the law,
mm-hmm.
and that's in this case actually we have more control on their behavior. So investing in learning, investing in helping them understand what's right, what's wrong, and probably even having some interaction with them towards developing that kind of unfavorability, mm-hmm. of breaking the law, that would probably reduce the possibility of being involved in a criminal behavior or juvenile delinquency.
Perfect. Thank you so much. I've personally learned a lot. I hope our listeners have as well. It's an incredibly interesting theory, which has a lot of other theories that have come from it. Thank you so much again for coming on the podcast today. Until next time, I'm Natalie Miller, and this has been Criminal Justice Knowledge.